You're listening to the radioantenna.com.
Rush Hour
with Steve G.
1029 KOFM.
1029 KOFM Rush Hour with Steve G.
Just mentioning before, I've got a hubcap from my dad's FB ute. I've kept it all my life and it's kind of like just moved around with me because it sits next to my computer. I remember it because it was when I used to run down the end of the street when he was coming home from work, sit me on his lap, pretend that I'd drive home. I still don't think it was
lovely.
Pretend. Kristen said pretend. I don't think pretend. I drove that truck home.
It's a beautiful memory, though.
Those things that you keep through your childhood. And now, just quickly, on line four, I think it is, mate. First of all, we've got line four. Hello? Are you there? Oh, she's gone.
Did she go?
I'll try again now. I guess it was just right at the end of the song. I just had her there, and I think she's there. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, who's this?
This is Gina.
Sorry, Gina.
Now, you cut me off.
Yes, yeah, sorry, Gina. The song ended. We had to go on the air, which is what you are right now. So,
okie dokie.
You said that you got letters from your grandmother, but they're in German.
It's my mum, actually.
Okay.
It would have been her 89th birthday today.
Right.
And in July, she would have been passed away for 10 years. So it's a bit of a, you know, a year for us.
Yeah.
But I have a whole plastic crate full of German letters that she'd had written to her auntie and her cousin in Germany with the duplicates of what she wrote, with the replies, and I can't read them.
Oh, you're going to have them translated.
Yeah.
I know, my children want to do that.
Yeah, absolutely, that'd be really interesting.
Well, it could be.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, really interesting.
We found a lost ancestor somewhere along the block, but anyway.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and I've got little ceramic Dutch shoes and all these weird things that I just have trouble letting go of.
Yeah, but that's cool, mate, though, because they're good memories. So, I mean, that'd be interesting, wouldn't it, the letters?
Amazing. Like, absolutely amazing.
Unless you did find out stuff you didn't want to
know. Where would you go to have them translated? Maybe to the university or a historian or something?
My guess is a German person.
Thanks, Steve. Let's go out to Rick.
Hey, Rick. How are you, mate? Oh, he's breaking up. You there, Rick?
Yeah, mate.
What do you got, mate? What have you kept from your childhood?
Oh, I've got I'm a bit of a hoarder. I've kept a few things, mate. Yeah, that old tin of Havelock that I found that had been in my shed for 20 years.
A tin of Havelock.
Havelock.
What's that?
That's the old retro.
All right.
Oh, he's gone. We've lost him there.
That was a great little story. All right.
That's old tobacco.
Is it?
I'm sure it's like tin tobacco, which would taste mighty fine after 20 years.
Wow. Salty for you, Steve.
Hey, Salty.
How you going, mate?
All right, mate. What have you kept?
Mate, I've got at home what people would refer to as a set of originals.
What do you mean?
Okay. They're an old cut-off, denim cut-off, which I've had since I was in second form at high school. I've worn them on nearly every bike, and a pair of jeans, like two pairs of jeans put together. They've never been washed in second form. I've ridden nearly all of my bikes in them. They've got loads of trophies in them. I do mean trophies on the bike. I've collected a few things along the way. A hell of a lot of memorabilia.
Hey, Salty, and, can you fit in them now, Salty?
Why do you think I don't wear them, mate? I can't get them over. The denim has shrunk. But the final thing is, when I go toe up there, it's in me will to get them put on me one more time before I get cremated and burnt with them.
What?
You know what a good idea would be, Salty?
I love that.
Is find someone you don't like to have to squeeze those onto your dead body.
Mate, by the time I'm dead, I probably lost a few kilos, eh? I'm open anyway.
Good on you, Salty. Right. Imagine that gig. Oh, do I have to put these on?
A last caller for you, Steve. It's Scott from Merriweather.
What have you kept from your childhood, Scott?
Mate, I've still got me little blue and white teddy bear from that was bought for me before I was born. I'm now 48.
Oh,
Scott, now do we have to have an intervention?
quite possibly there, but matey was just my best mate when I was a young guy. I was a bit scared of the dark, and I used to look after him, and he used to look after me, and I used to wrestle him a fair bit, and about 11, I think, mate, I'd split the stitching on his neck, so I band-aided it up and didn't wrestle him anymore, and I've still got him with a band-aid stuck to his neck.
Oh. Mate, have you got kids?
I have.
Are they allowed to touch him?
No. Yeah, I know, that's a bit weird, isn't it? But the wife actually said, are you going to give it to one of the kids? And I've gone, well, no, it's mine. They can't have it.
No, fair call. It's your bloody teddy bear, Scott.
And Scott, where does the teddy bear live?
He's actually lives, he's not just stuffed in a corner, he's actually sitting up in my wardrobe where I can see him, and I open the wardrobe once every so often and go, how you going, Ted? And go on my way, make sure he's alright. So, mate, he'll go on the box for me when I go.
Scott?
Yep?
Do you ever sleep with Ted?
I better not say that on air.
Bye, Scott.
No, I don't. Not anymore.
And do us a favour. Say goodbye to Ted for us, mate.
I will.
He's right, he's on your lap, isn't he?
Mate, he's trying to get on the phone and talk, but yeah. Only I can't disguise my voice that well.
Oh, let's go. Oh. Thank you, mate.
No problem at all.
You've got any of those memories to share? I can't believe that. 4942-1029. Childhood memory, love it. Rush Hour with Steve G, 1029 KOFM.
You're listening to the RadioAntenna.com.